note taker. Yeah, like I'm so surprised that there are bots that are just wasting energy generating. I feel like it's just generating random stuff in response to each other. There's no new intelligence that can come out of that. It's all just
I wish there was. I wish there was a new chain of thought, like some sort of novel.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because
AI would break the internet.
That would break the internet, but it's not possible because AI is trained on, like, all the knowledge that we have generated, AI is trained on that. So it cannot create something new. It can only put in what has already been generated. So
yeah, that's why it doesn't actually fully understand what it's saying.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, it's a lot of interesting stuff going on, I guess. Let me share. Maybe I'll just share my screen. All right. So where we at? I created a couple of packages and I have given the access to you folks. Did you receive a GitHub
invite? Yeah, I got a GitHub invite.
So we have a front end and a back end package. And it's both the packages are public, open source. But whenever we are developing any package, we are keeping it GPL v3 licensed. Do you folks understand the?
No, I don't know all of the differences.
So GPL v3 licensed.
It's been a long time.
No worries, I can give you a quick refresher. So like MIT license is the license, open source license, where anyone can clone your package and they can maybe sell it, maybe release it as open source as their own. They don't have to attribute any credits to the original package. Okay. But GPL v3 says that if I am cloning the package, I have to keep it as open source. And I have to give attribution to the original project.
Okay.
So it's just to make sure, like, apart from the many different ways it keeps the open source, the force or the energy of open source alive. Apart from that, it's also a bit of AI. There's also a bit of AI safety because if any company is training on the data that is GPL v3 license, then they have to make the they don't do that, but they have to make the resultant output also open source and GPL v3 license. So basically, every time they are training the data on GPL v3 licensed code,
but they're supposed to do that. Well,
they are supposed to do that, but they don't do that.
That's assuming that AI companies respect copyright and licensing at all. So
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me put on my headphones. Your voice was not very clear.
I'm just saying there's no real assumption that AI companies are actually going to respect copyright.
Companies are not going to respect it. Even copyright, like companies first violate the copyright and then they wait for the court's order to take an action. So that's how companies work. And for GPL, like open source licenses, like even lesser enforcement is there. Copyright, at least there's laws against copyright infringement. So like it's not there in practice, but at least in theory, like it creates a like just a small layer of protection that you should be keeping your if you are training on this data, you should be keeping your data open source as well. So with that said, what we also I think Giles, you have used you have some development experience, like you have some UX. What framework do you use for that?
I mean, I haven't done a lot of front end, but I'm sort of vaguely familiar with React and so on. So
React.
Yeah.
That's what we use as well. So what I'll do, I'll just close these windows. So I'm just checking out the package. If you folks also want to, like, in parallel, also check out the package while, and like, we can set up our workspaces with the front end and the back end package right now, and then we can decide what to work on. How does that sound?
It's been a while since I've done any developing at all. I've always hired people. I get people to remote into my system and help me with whatever I need, if I need something, or hire programmers.
Go ahead.
Which thing am I looking for in GitHub?
You have received an invite.
Okay, iOS backend and iOS backend. Yeah, I see them now.
So you should be able to see a couple of repositories. One should be front AI. This front end, and then there should be the back end.
The back end one's empty.
Yeah, both of them will be empty right now. We'll start building it right now itself. So we have the AI risks front end. Let me paste in the in case you'd like to check it out. Now, what we'll do is